Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Remember, if you want to enter the contest to win free spy gear, leave a 5-star review on our Apple Podcast and you will be entered. And I'm going to choose one lucky kid who's going to get to pick anything out of the Spy Kid store for free. I'm reading one review that was left just a couple days ago by some friends, Ellie and Ben. Hey guys, they wrote, "This podcast is our favorite in the household. Ellie loves all the adventures and fun stories and was so excited when her idea became a fun tale of learning about fossils last October. When we're not listening to stories, she is often playing Dr. Stinky Breath for Spy Kids. We've listened so much, she has many of the stories memorized." That is so awesome. So I want to hear from you guys too. You can either leave your idea or just tell me about your favorite story as a 5-star review on our Apple Podcast. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Harvey and Briar. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org, send us your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for today's? Me too, let's go. One day, Harvey and Briar were playing in their backyard. You see, they had a really cool backyard because it backed up to a forest and there were big mountains back there, but they had never climbed them before because they were really, really tall. Well, they were playing in their backyard when all of a sudden they heard something go off. Bzz, 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 bzz. Harvey, I think that's my Spy Kid beeper, Briar said. You see, they hadn't had any Spy Kid calls ever since HQ got frozen and they had to go underground, so this was very exciting. Let's go! Come on, we gotta go get it! Come on, Briar! Harvey and Briar ran inside as fast as they could to get to their beeper and read the message. And the message said,
"Harvey and Briar, this is HQ Underground. We need your help. You see, ever since headquarters got frozen, we've had to go underground in our bunker. Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are still out there, but we need to find a way to unthaw the HQ, and this is why I'm calling you. There was a kind of fire-breathing dragon that we've been surveying for a long time, and it's believed that he lives in the mountains behind your house. We're going to need you to go there and give him a jetpack and send him over to HQ to see if his fire breathing can help melt all the ice all over HQ. Over."
What? Are you kidding me? Harvey couldn't believe it. Yeah, Harvey, this is like probably one of the most important missions of all time. Because HQ is still frozen and all the Spy Kids headquarters stuff is still underground. Yeah, I remember. Okay, well, so what are we gonna do? How do we know where to go? Oh, look at that. With the beeper, not only was the message sent, but it also sent a picture of a map. And that map was, oh, this looks like it's a map for where that fire-breathing, wait a second. Did he say a fire-breathing dragon?
Yes he did, Harvey said.
I hope he's like a nice fire-breathing dragon and not like humongously big because that sounds like crazy. It'll be okay. Don't worry.
Harvey and Briar put on all their spy gear and grabbed a jetpack that they would give to that fire-breathing dragon because I guess that was the best way to fly the dragon over to HQ. They got all their hiking boots and a nice warm jackets and all their spy gear, and they were off on their hike. The map said it was going to take quite a while to get up to this, looked like a cave on the side of the mountain, that maybe that's where this fire-breathing dragon lived.
Harvey, do you think it's a nice dragon?
Briar asked.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope so. I hope HQ wouldn't send us to go get a dragon that, you know, didn't want to be a part of this. But I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, because I'm a little scared that this dragon is, I don't know, fire-breathing dragons always scare me. So I hope this one is a nice one. As Harvey and Briar continued to climb up the mountain, they were getting closer and closer with every step. It was getting a little chilly. The higher they went, the cool breeze raced through the mountains and made them shiver every once in a while. But it was a good thing that they wore extra warm clothes. Briar, can you hand me the map? I need to see which way we need to go. They had come to a place where they needed to go either left or right, and this was a really important decision because you don't want to get lost in the mountains. Yeah, I think we're supposed to go left here. Let's go this way. They turned left, and that was the right direction. Good job. As Harvey and Briar continued to follow the map and go further and further up the mountains, it started to get a little snowy. Whoa, this is really cold, Harvey said. But we're getting closer, Briar answered. The closer they got, they started to hear a sound like this. Do you think that's the dragon? I don't know. Oh my, I don't know. Hello? Is anyone up there? Harvey shouted around a corner. They were guessing that they must be very close because that growling, grumbling sound was sounding very close, and I bet the cave was right around the corner.
Who dares disturb me?
Hi, this is Harvey, and this is my sister, Briar, and we're, with the Spy Kids, and we're here to help. Please don't, shoot your fire at us.
Oh, you're with the Spy Kids? Oh, come on over.
Harvey and Briar peeked around the corner as they saw... This fire-breathing dragon was not nearly as big as they thought it would be. It was this, like, kind of the size of a dog. Oh, hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing? Are you warm?
Are we warm? Well, it is kind of cold.
Oh, come.
The dragon motioned for them to come in his nice, warm cave.
Oh, it is so good to see some Spy Kids again. It's been a long time.
Oh, is that the... Oh, are you not feeling well?
Oh, I have a cough sometimes, and... Us fire-breathing dragons are... It makes... When we breathe the fire, it makes our throats a little rough. And so that's why we talk like this. Don't worry. I know it sounds a little scary, but we're on your team.
Oh, that's really good to hear. Okay, so here's what's going on. A little while ago, I don't know if you know who Dr. Stinky Breath is.
Dr. Stinky Breath is still around?
Oh man, I thought I took care of him a long time ago.
Oh yeah, he's still around, Harvey said. And he actually teamed up with the Purple Ninjas, and they somehow froze headquarters into this giant ice ball. And
an ice ball?
Oh no, that's just terrible.
Yes, terrible. And we need some help. So that's why HQ, they're actually underground now in some kind of secret bunker, but they called us to talk with you about flying over and seeing if your fire breathing could help melt all of this ice.
Oh, I would love to help. Thank you for coming and telling me. Except I'm not very good at flying. I'm not a very good flying dragon.
Oh, that's why they told us to bring this. As Briar pulled out the jetpack that they had brought.
Oh, perfect. That will make it so much faster than me walking all the way there.
Whew. All right. Oh, and we never asked your name.
My name's Bernie.
Your name's Bernie?
Yeah. Somebody called me that name because I guess I burn a lot of things, and so they called me Bernie.
Oh, that's a fun name. All right, well, here's your jetpack. They're expecting you, so you should probably get going as soon as you're ready.
I'm ready now.
Perfect. All right. Well, we're going to radio it into HQ and let them know that you're on your way. Thanks so much, Bernie, for helping. Bye.
Bye, guys.
HQ, HQ, come in, come in. This is Harvey. Over.
Hey, Harvey. How's it going?
We found Bernie the dragon, and he's on his way.
That's great to hear. Good work, guys. I'll keep you updated on the situation. Over and out.
The end.